Hello friends, I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, taking your sessions on internet marketing. We are on chapter 8, which is on online product offering and pricing. So essentially the web is changing the way the entire business that has to happen. Web has taken a shape of a product itself. Web can be considered as a product or a service in itself, while other products and services are trying to market themselves. But the web itself is a product. That is a fundamental this thing that one need to really understand. New dimensions of product, service, product, various combinations are becoming possible due to availability of the web and backend e-business and entire supply chain management. That is creating the entire different way the business can happen. It is affected, therefore, the ability of the manufacturer to offer product and the pricing strategy. So we are in this particular chapter going to cover everything about the product and the pricing strategy on the internet marketing. Web has to be used in a way where fact is that the customer will remain always now more informed, and therefore they will have a multiple choice to check about you, your pricing, etc. And therefore one need to be very smart enough to work your way forward. You have to ultimately win the customers and get more and more business from them. So first understand the building blocks of internet marketing when it comes to essentially the product, and then later we will understand about the pricing. Products are have levels. I am sure like you have fundamental understanding. The core business function benefits the basic products and then the augmented product. The core product is the something which is talking about the fundamental value, fundamental purpose of that product. So Alto is for the movement, and you know the Vespa scooter is again for the movement, mobility. So it gives you freedom of mobility. So that's a fundamental aspect why the product is existing or coming into picture. The basic product is the configuration that you provide, the essential key configurations of this particular product. So Alto is hatchback, have four seats, driver, this thing, basic functionality of dashboards and all. So that's a basic product. Moving on, there is the augmented product, which is combination of additional product attributes, which could be dual tone seats and you know defoggers and blah blah. You add, or you add to that various other services also, such as like extended warranty, 6 months free service and whatnot. Put together, it makes it an augmented product. So essentially, having understood this, we need to now move on to understand product model, product as a model on the internet marketing. We have understood what is a core product, we have understood the basic product, and we have understood the augmented product. But is it the same way on internet? That's a mute question. So let's understand that product marketing involves marketing decisions wherein you have to not only decide what is a core purpose of your product or the core product, beyond that, you have to take into consideration how will your mix be configured on the web, how will your product pricing strategy be. Essentially about the product is this question of product mix that you offer on that internet, whether all lines of your product are going to go on web or select line, and then within that the product mix that you are going to offer and all the product depth and width question comes in. So what can you do about it? So I am taking an example of Amazon as a model. Here they are into a business of person to person trading. So that's the core product. They are in the business of person to person trading. They connect a seller with the buyer as a facilitator. So they are a facilitator role player. So that's their core product. The person to person trading is a core product. The basic product is they have offered a platform as a facilitator. So that's where the Amazon plays a crucial role. They maintain, however, their competitiveness. So then they are upgrading themselves and they are providing a lot of augmented features. So they enable you with the payment gateways, they enable you with the cart so that ordering can be done essentially, they enable you the backend logistics, etc. So supply chain management can be managed, the guy will pick up a goods from the seller and deliver it to the buyer, etc. So this is what the Amazon as an example that you can take. It revolves around the three products or profit centers: the domestic business, the international business, and payment gateways. So essentially, yes, Amazon has later on moved on from they provide a local service. So Amazon India is there, but at the same time, Amazon.com serves the world. They also have a payment gateway. So they are also, in addition to the trading payment handling, they also handle personalized payment. So nowadays, you see that a lot of advertisements are coming. So that's what, once if you understand about the product and the product level and how the internet looks at product as a model, then we move on to understand how do we go ahead with your issues regarding the product. So essentially what we need to understand, that your core product, basic product, augmented product in the offline world need not be same as on the online world. Here at the, with the example of Amazon, now you can understand that variety of other options enables you to offer a different basic product, different augmented product, etc. So that's what, once you understand, this is an example given, that if you go to buy a book now on Amazon, there are plenty of other support and services that they are offering, the other best read for you, the way you can refer the, you know, certain contents of the product, that is a book, before you decide to buy, etc. So those are the additional, so that may become a core product in itself, and that's a core product now, and that Amazon offers when you go to select a book. Okay, so that's how you have to understand that things are different. The levels of product, this thing is different on online world. Vendors are now faced with the situation in which customers have begun to expect more. There are default sets of support services are expected by the consumers. You may not offer, but the others start offering you. So then it becomes a trend. So trend is such thing that you cannot ignore. So later on, you have to also accommodate. So sometime you offer something new, others will have to, you know, amend themselves. But if some others are amending something different, you have to eventually amend. So those are the things that constantly keeps happening on the internet world. Compete effectively online, you need to offer at least the number of services. So there are certain essential basic services that you must offer to remain competitive. So the way they give you the enlargement possible of the product to see once you move your cursor there, the size, you know, diagram so that you can choose rightly. So all other services are coming in. People also searched for this, or the bundle packs. So there are, such things are a common feature that now is a part of any online marketing sites. So that's what one need to understand. The services that you offer depends on your ability to either match with the service provider, that is the facilitator, Amazon, or you yourself have a capabilities to create new services, new facilities for the customer, which with the help of Amazon you can start selling. So that's how the product dynamics works on the internet. Creating customer value. So now, having understood the product dynamics, we move on to understand how do you create a customer value. Customer value is a subject in itself, where something more that customer gets in return or in exchange of a monetary value, that for which he is buying your product, that creates a value. So like when I am using DHL, I am paying much higher, but the value I am getting is that the assured delivery in the given time frame, that is unparalleled. And I am able to constantly monitor where my packet is, you know. So that's what gives me a trust that for my daughter, I will always use DHL to send my foreign university applications there. So that's what customer value. So having understood this, customer value offers unparalleled experience every time when customer deals with you. So friends, let's understand how do you create customer value online. These are the steps which of course we will understand one by one. So knowledge foundation has to be established, you empower your customer for choices, empower your frontline employees, we will understand that, offer multi-channel choices with the unified back-end support, listen to your customers, design seamless experience, customers need not bother to go here and there, engage customers proactively, how do you create that, and then measure and improve the continuously. So we will understand some of them one by one. Establish knowledge foundation means provide content which enables customers to enhance his understanding, knowledge about your product, what is superiority of product and service. He has done his basic groundwork. You have to take him to the next level so that he comes into the fold of being a lead and then converting into a customer who pays you. Empower your customer means you provide him sufficient knowledge so that he is able to decide himself. Today, they don't want to rely on your salesperson's pitch, why you are good, why others are not good, etc. Customer himself searches the information and decides. Empower your frontline employees. Now, having done all these things, you don't empower your frontline employees. The scene will be something like this. Okay, sir, we have understood your need. I will come back to you after checking. So, whole purpose is defeated. So you must empower your employees. I have seen scenarios where, yes, employees can see your complete information, but you are standing in front of him or her and you are seeking a resolution. he or she is not empowered to decide. So they get up, they go inside, consult somebody, then come and give you some solution. Again, you reject. Then they again go inside. So that's not, you know, very happy situation for me. Extend a complete understanding. So how can you do this? So provide a complete subject matter understanding of what the customers are, what the products that you offer, what services are possible, how can you repair your service damage. So even allow them that, you know, in certain cases when customer come up with this as an issue, what should they do? So entire context of interaction and all should be known to them. So what should they do? What should they consult, you know, for, etc. Offer multi-channel choices. You must allow your consumers to decide which channel he wants to use. He or she can go to any channel and decide about information gathering, decide about product choices, decide about buying from any multi-channel. But at the end, you must have a complete back-end support which is unified. Now, you cannot have a different channel and different back-end support. Customers will be at a complete loss. So when he does it, either he orders through WhatsApp or he orders through your website or he orders through Insta, wherein you are given some, you know, order now as sponsored advertisements. Backend should be unified to give him a seamless service. So that's what is the next step. Somewhere it is coming. Listen to the customers. Listen to customer is so important. Like when you say listen means it is not about when they call. It is about the way they behave online. Have they purchased regularly from you? Which kind of product are they buying? What are the new products are they buying? What is the frequency at which they are buying? So all those things are listening aspects beyond their complaints, their, you know, suggestions, their social blog, blogging related comments, their posts on the social media. All those things are the aspects of listening. Design seamless experience, I have covered, means they must get uninterrupted support. So one stage after the other, then the third and the fourth, there must be a complete support. So like selection of the product, then carting the product, then ordering, finalizing the order. You can cart, you can select multiple this thing and put this in the cart. But once you go to a cart, then customer again gets into the mood of again further refining his choices, delete some, you know, I think which is carted, etc. So that's the final order. And then facilitate the payment. After payment, confirm to him the order, tracking number. He is able to track his goods movement, etc. Complaint resolution, post-purchase supports. Everything is seamless. So that is what is the beauty of online as a product. One need to understand. That's where the customer value comes. Engage customers proactively. Engage customers starts with your segmentation. Means, do you know your customer very well? So that's a segmentation. Then comes the subject of targeting. Allow customers and personalization to them. Certain customers have certain type of needs, etc. So what personalization that you can bring beyond dear Mr. Hathi? That's a very basic personalization. But hotels and all, I have been aware that, you know, once you become their club members, etc., their loyalty program members, they keep track of your food habits, their the kind of rooms that you write. So they then, when you book a room there, they provide you with the kind of mattresses that you have earlier sought from, and you know, the kind of fruit basket that you like love to have. So those kind of personalization really gives a joy. Measure and improve continuously. Yes, you must have goal set. Goal is converted into numeric key performance indicators. Have your regular monitoring. And you can do all these things by, you know, making the metrics visible. Person should know ultimately what is he working for, like what is he has to achieve. So the call center guy should know that I have to have a conversion ratio high. So likewise, the delivery ratio, the supply chain management guy should know that I should have a higher delivery per days, etc. Reward achievements and of course, set new goals. Like once your average is established, take it to the next level. So we come to now the stage of, you have understood the product as a product, then we have understood what is customer value. Now we are understanding product benefit. Now combining internet and power of internet to offer a lot of additional support services, how can you create a product benefit for your consumers? So product benefit is the outcome which is the result of the internet and what internet can do digitally for you as a businessman. Attributes like product attribute is the fundamental aspects. Those have to be there. Your product has to be superior, must offer required features, etc. But that's not all about. And what additional support as a package you are offering, that's important. Branding, yes, you have a choices to continue with your same brand, create a new line for online marketing. So totally up to you. So but it depends on brand value currently that you have. your current brand value is very powerful, then you can just take it forward. If not, maybe you can effort to create a new brand line for you. And online, you never know, you may succeed that, which probably you can translate into block and more brick and mortar shops also. Later on, that brand can be introduced there. So branding is a key choice. It depends on the equity. Equity is a very long-term this thing that you establish. So how repeatedly, regardless of the environment, etc., customer gets the value for money and seamless experience. Brand relationship. What is your relationship with the customers? Is it one time ad hoc? It is a continuous. It is relationship building. It is a loyalty level relationship. So what is it that you have in your plan and customers' acceptance of what you do? Beyond this, your relationship nature will get established. So then capitalize on that. Branding decisions, therefore, are very crucial. We have understood that on website, you have a choice to probably create a new line. But at the same time, online offers you powerful tools to create lead, convert lead, retain customers. All those should be as your plan. So that's a product benefit combination that you can look for offering on the online marketeers to your customers. Using existing brand names on the web, yes, companies have a choice. We have discussed this. So strong brand equity, if it is there, use that online. Co-branding, that's another possibility which has emerged due to internet marketing. Two separate companies can join together. Each will leverage the availability of the database with the other supplier. With their brand equity, they will create a different proposition. So Jet Airways, Bharat Petroleum card. So like whenever you book a Jet Airways tickets, your points are also added to Bharat Petroleum this thing. You can convert this into petrol bonus and whatever. So same is a reverse case. Like whatever that you consume as a petrol or diesel from the Bharat Petroleum can be consumed while buying the tickets or any other loyalty gifts that is available. Co-branding is another dimension that is possible. Affiliate marketing means you create a series of affiliates and connect them with your product and services. So product benefits can be proliferated with the help of affiliates also. So customers' ability to find you increases when you create a entire army of affiliates. So that customers will see you repeatedly, they will be able to know more about you and come to you. Internet domain names. So that's one critical aspect. You have to have a name which is easy to understand. Remember, customer need not every time bother about, you know, what to type. So like, for example, Amazon, SKF, some of them are there, but today the scene has come with the World Wide Web being over 4 decades or, you know, more scenario. Most of the names suppose have been blocked. Now in such case, you must create a unique name for yourself, which is easy to remember by the customers. They can relate with that domain name so that it is easy when they go to search you. Anatomy of URL, we understand that there is a URL, that is unique resource locator or internet protocol, as they say. So it's a www.amazon.com or .in, etc. Now this protocol needs to be understood. Then of course you do required thing. You have to book the domain, you have to book the server, you have to, you know, get into entire structuring of your URL in such a way that it also becomes a part of your search engine optimization, etc. So that is a very crucial part. Registering a new domain name, we have discussed this, means it has to be a unique. At the same time, it has to be easy to recall. That's what, and it is non-conflicting. It should not be confusing. So non-conflicting means with any other similar name, product, service provider, etc. Not very complicated so that customers find it very difficult to remember, etc. Labeling is like around the product, what all additional information that you can provide. Specifications, the content, the utility, the features. So all the this thing you create as your information labels that you can provide. E-marketing enhances the product development. We will study this. Customer co-design is also very important aspects where customers play a role in coming together to form your service basket. And electronic input, that means electronic input is the result of today, a lot of services are available. Customers are searching you. Customers are moving to different websites. People publish information. People publish opinions. So you can take this as a electronic input. There are services available, clipping services, as we say. they what they do is like once you assign a task to them for respective word related searches or respective product information related this thing, they will go around the web and give you an report which suggests where all this kind of a product or your product etc is featuring, what has been talked about etc. Customer co-design, as I mentioned to you, it's like either you formally invite customers to be part of your panel who will participate in remotely now that is possible, and then they advise you what kind of difficulties that they face based on which what kind of service they are expecting etc. Or when you listen to customer, when you listen to customers, the complaint rates, why most of the goods are returning etc. So that itself will help you to design how that can be resolved so that returns can be minimized. So as you know, like probably initially I have never seen the size diagram on any of the online websites. It's only that probably the return rate became so high that they realize that unless people are not helped with the size diagram, this will continue. So return is a strain on their supply chain management. So that's why now most of the sites provide you a reference, or that if this is your chest size, this is your waist size, this is your collar size, etc. So then order this size for this product. So then in 99% of the cases, you get a right outfit for you. So that's what it's a co-designing of with the help of listening to customers, their suggestion, making them part of your designing process. So now we come to, we are overall understanding the building blocks for an internet product marketing, etc. Wherein even internet is as a product, enhanced product development. So how do you go about enhancing your product development initiatives? So new product strategies for e-marketing. So one thing is very clear, your strategy which is for the offline not necessarily going to work for the internet marketing. So you must have a different online marketing strategies, what we call internet marketing or e-marketing strategy. Your product mix strategy has to be accordingly aligned with the online challenges, online opportunities, online threats, etc. So whether your entire product mix of the company is getting online for sale, whether you offer select product, you may gradually move from skin care to hair care to then beauty care products, etc. So idea is like decide your mix, then the width and length of it and the depth of it, which will go online. So online probably may also have a different challenge and different need. For a retail brick and mortar, you may not provide, you may provide sachet and you may provide, you know, small bottles on retail outshelves. But on online, probably it may be very uneconomical. So you may not provide ketchup sachet or you may not provide 50 ml shampoo bottle, etc. So these are the things that you need to decide. While sachets and while you know shampoo sachets are available in medical stores and general stores etc, it is not available to you on online because it doesn't make that way a sense. Nobody is going to buy 50 sachet as such. So you see that this is how you have to play between your brick and mortar model and between your online model. Word about ROI, essentially at the end, are you making a profit? And that can be determined by using a technique of return on investment. Yeah, it's a formula, but that helps you to know where you stand. How much money are you generating out of your investment in the business? So friend, we come to a very important other building blocks, which is taxonomy of internet products. So taxonomy is nothing but to deal with the text that you develop. Now, taxonomy has a relevance to these three aspects. One is people search you. So how they search you, the method that they use to search you, and at the end, what kind of content is searched and what kind of content is utilized. So that's all about taxonomy. So how you smartly understand the search, how the method, the way customer searches you, and the entire content related association or a relation that you find along among your customers, that's the art of taxonomy. So we move forward to understand this a little better. Find the use of web. So that's the first aspect of the taxonomy. So whether they are doing it for downloading, whether they are doing it to get a basic facts verified, compare, get a proper brochure, get a proper specifications, etc. So what are the features, you know, your feature versus competition features. So what is the purpose for which they find you? Then comes the purpose of the taxonomy. Second is a compare and choose. Compare and choose is using information available. They try to compare your product vis-a-vis the other product. So in fact, there are sites who allow you comparison. So you don't have to get into even hassles. And you go to such sites and you put your product of choice and ask for the comparison to be displayed, they will display you the comparisons in a very unique way, in a structured way. So that's what choose and compare kind of thing. Understand. So they want to understand certain aspects. What this feature stands for? How does it help me, etc. It is available only in you, etc. So those kind of topic, there are certain new technology that you are talking about that your product has, etc. So you may not write about that in your entire web or websites or anything, but customers may want to find out, okay, what is this aerodynamic design you are talking about your mixer or about your product. So then they will go to somewhere else to understand what is aerodynamic. So that's how customers get into searching and use the text to determine their final choice. So method of taxonomy. So here and we try to understand what did the respondents find the information? What was the respondent's goal? Why does they do that search? So is it to explore? So general searching, I am exploring in general. A monitor. Monitor is to repeatedly come to specific websites, specific digital platforms, etc. to see if there is anything new, if there is any revision in the prices, if there is any new product introduction that has happened, etc. So that's a monitoring. Or they want to buy repeat, or they want to consider alternatives, etc. So what is it that they come for? They come to a various platform just to search. So that's a finding is the objective, the reason, method of taxonomy. And collect. Collect is collect and download multiple information from different sources, etc. So that's what they do. And then they later themselves sit and analyze the information available to them. So that's a method of taxonomy under which we were trying to see as to how did the respondents find the information. So that is to explore, monitor, find, and then collect. So that's his information collection and utilization approach. So taxonomy on the internet, the content taxonomy, of course, what type of information generally customer searches, that is there in front of you, not that this is limited to this 10 only. There are many purpose for which web is used to search, etc. But these are the essentially very critical one where most of the people are engaged for, to search. Yeah. Thank you.